This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden marked his first Christmas as president by making calls to military service members stationed around the world, offering them holiday wishes and gratitude for their service to the nation. Joined by his wife, Jill, and their new puppy, Commander, the president on Saturday spoke via video to service members stationed at bases in Qatar, Romania, Bahrain, and the United States. Speaking from the White House, Biden told them they're the solid steel spine of the nation. He emphasized what he called the truly sacred obligation that the nation has to care for soldiers and their families. Jill Biden expressed empathy for the difficulties their families experience spending the holidays away from loved ones, noting that the Biden experienced the same when their son Beau was deployed to Iraq. Beau Biden served as a major in the Delaware Army National Guard before his death from cancer in 2015. Hundreds of thousands of people in the Philippines, Asia's largest Roman Catholic nation, are marking Christmas without homes, adequate food and water, electricity and cell phone connections after a powerful typhoon left at least 375 people dead last week and devastated mostly central island provinces. Elsewhere, New Zealanders are celebrating Christmas in the warmth of midsummer with few restrictions in one of the few countries in the world largely untouched by the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Australia is marking the holiday amid a surge of COVID-19 cases, worse than at any stage of the pandemic before. And adding more pain for travelers, airlines around the world canceled hundreds of flights as the Omicron variant jumbled schedules and reduced staffing. VOA News. Clashes between two rival factions of the security forces in a port city in northeast Somalia have forced hundreds of families to flee their homes, this according to a local official on Saturday. The fighting has for days rocked Bosaso, the commercial capital of the semi-autonomous state of Puntland in the country's northeast. A local official, Abdirazak Mohammed, told the French news agency that thousands of the residents in the town of Bosaso fled the fighting. He said most people decided to leave their homes when the warring sides began using heavy machine guns and mortars. He said it was not clear exactly how many people had left. On Thursday, the United Nations Humanitarian Agency said it was extremely concerned about the escalation in violence that had led thousands to flee in search of safety. The statement said more than half the city's population is reported to be displaced from their homes. A German government source says senior German and Russian officials have agreed to a rare in-person meeting next month in an effort to ease political tensions over Ukraine. Reuters news agency reports that German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, his foreign policy advisor, and Russia's Ukraine negotiator agreed to meet after a lengthy phone conversation on Thursday. There has been a flurry of phone calls between Western leaders and Russian President Vladimir Putin in recent months over Russia's military buildup on the Ukrainian border and the resulting fears of an invasion. Television images from Sunday showed protesters opposed to military rule on Saturday reaching the vicinity of Sudan's presidential palace in Khartoum for the second time in a week. This despite a heavy military presence, tear gas, and a communications blackout. A witness told Reuters news agency that Sudanese security forces fired the tear gas to disperse crowds. It is the 10th day of major demonstrations since the October 25th coup. Protests have continued even after Abdallah Hamdok was reinstated as prime minister on November 21st. The demonstrators are demanding that the military have no role in government during a transition to free elections. Internet services were disrupted in the capital. Witnesses said soldiers blocked roads early in the day. Locals were also unable to make or receive calls domestically, but people were still able to post on social media. Images showed protests taking place in several other cities. The UN Special Representative to Sudan has urged Sudanese authorities not to stand in the way of Saturday's demonstrations, saying freedom of expression is a human right. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.